Blog Talk Radio.
Conversation. This is your host, Legale Marie, and I'm joined by my amazing co-host, Manuel Hill. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I am doing pretty good. I'm doing exceptional on this Sunday night. How about that?
Wow, that is awesome. I'm definitely not at the exceptional level, but I am very happy that you have achieved exceptional.
Absolutely. Exceptional. That's all right. It's been a good football Sunday. That's what it is. It's all about the football Sunday. That's all it is.
Oh, okay. I got you. So did your team win?
Heck yeah, they did. What kind of question is that?
I don't even know who your team is. So, like, are the Lakers football or is that basketball? I'm kidding.
Oh, my God. Never mind.
I'm kidding. I know that the Lakers are basketball. Relax, people. They're like, oh, my God, is she serious? I'm not
serious.
I know a little bit. Who is your favorite football team?
My football team is the Minnesota Vikings. So,
okay.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm.
Mine is the Denver Nuggets. I'm just kidding.
So blasphemous.
I do like the Denver Broncos, but that's just because we kind of grew up and partially in Denver. So, and yeah, you know, of course, San Diego Chargers, have to give them some props. But I really don't follow football. But I'm glad your team is doing well. So good for that.
That changes the dynamics of an entire Sunday, Monday, the whole week is kind of based off of how your team does on Sunday. So yeah, it's all good.
You guys can be really fanatical.
Two things that make men crazy: sports and beautiful women.
Oh well, I think sports is takes to a whole different level. I think you guys get that's a nice sentiment but I think the sports get you guys way over the top. Like, your mood changes and
you guys can't sleep. Yeah, I'm telling you, sports and beautiful women. Those are the two things.
Yeah, well, I just, you know, I do like the Super Bowl. I do like to watch whoever the final two teams standing. And the only reason I like that is because I like the Super Bowl, the halftime show.
And the commercials. Yeah, we know. You didn't even have to say it.
But you know what? I do enjoy, like, that those really awesome plays that happen where you don't expect it. I do get excited, like a good touchdown or, you know, just some awesome. Yeah, I'll get excited for that. And then I'll go back. I'll leave out of the room and
leave the noisy men to themselves and the smell of beer and wings and food. Yeah.
I'm that woman that I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you to it because, you know, I try to understand it just enough that I could watch just a little bit of it, but I can't sit. And what's funny is my son played football all through into high school, so I was at all his games, but I really never knew what was going on. And, you know, and when he did something amazing, then I was like, ah! So that's really all I looked for was his number. And for him
to do something exciting, right?
Yeah, he's a good football player. So I was out there just, like, what did he do? He did something. I don't know. So anyway, well, I'm glad that you're in an exceptional mood. I want to say that I am happy when it gets to be this time of year. Everyone knows, or people who know me know, that I love those holiday sugar cookies that come in the tin can.
the Danish can of cookies? Oh, man.
Yes, I.
Oh my God!
They are, and I just want to say that I got my first can officially tonight.
First?
Yeah, because it's just going
so you go
in.
You go through multiple cans.
Don't try to front me like that, Manuel.
Don't,
you're trying
don't
to put my
I'm sorry.
Out
I'm,
there.
I
just don't appreciate
it.
Okay. Yes. I go through more than one can throughout the holiday season. And that goes in from right before Thanksgiving all the way up until I stop just shy of New Year's. So that's kind of open season for me is those sugar cookies. And I can eat the whole, I eat full cans by myself.
now when you're eating something sweet and it's really like giving you that mojo, are you a feet wiggler? Do you tap your toes? Do you have a little dance or a little shake or something?
My toes do wiggle a little bit, and I'm like, oh,
that's the fat girl dance. So you do have a fat girl dance. That's awesome.
I do have an inner fat girl, and she does come out a little bit during the holiday season. So. But if there's any fluffiness that comes from eating those cookies, I really don't mind. it's worth it. Anyway, so yeah, so I haven't opened it up yet. But if you hear me smacking a little bit during the show, that's what I'm eating. That's the water right there. That's what it is. I might have to pop this can open. It's sitting here right on my desk, and I'm looking at it like, oh. Can I make
cookies.
It? I'm all about, what is tonight's topic? Because now I just want to talk about these cookies. I think they put a little bit of crack in them.
I know those things. They're pretty good.
But you know what's funny is I only eat them at this time of year. I cannot eat them throughout the rest of the year. I don't crave them. I don't, nothing. It's just, I don't know. It's weird. Just when it's the holidays, like, I gotta have my sugar. If you love me, and I just want to put this out there, if you love me, care about me, I am a simple girl, a can, and I've gotten it for gifts too, like my god kids, and I just like love them. They were like my favorite children on the planet. Like, we got you a gift, god mom, and they'll come with a can of sugar cookies, and I swear, I love them. So, yeah.
Awesome. So, did y'all fellas hear that?
I hope, yeah.
A can of sugar cookies, and you got her heart.
At least up until that can is empty, then I don't know.
Right. They're just after that.
Once I finish that can of cookies, it's kind of up in the air. If you, we'll see.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding. Only
no, you're
the people
not. No, you're not. Don't let her take
no,
it. Don't
no, no, because
it.
Only the people, like my son, he's like, oh, God, mom. But they, like my mom, everybody knows that. That's how, you know, I'm good with that. Like, I don't need any type of gifts. Like, give me that. And they take the time to wrap it, too, even though I know what it is. It's like, you know, how can it's a circle. So, of course, I know. I'm like, oh, sugar cookies. Anyway, okay, so I've shared enough. if you want to send me some, just inbox me and I'll give you my address. so he gets in it. but outside of that, what I got, you know what, let me, because I want to dig right into this topic, but let me pull up this awesome comment I got earlier. So just 1 second. All right. Okay, can you hear me?
I can't hear you.
Awesome. So right before this show, this is from, he didn't say, I couldn't say his name. So this is from Ty Smith. And I just thought it was a really cool comment that he inboxed me. He said, okay, I probably should scroll up and find it. I'm sorry. Okay. He said, Marie, I just wanted to say thanks for putting a great variety of topics that have to do with present day and past problems with culture and society. Thank you very much. I thought that was so nice of him to take the time to say that. That just means that people are actually, And I guess he's from Chicago because he got into, like, you know, a lot of the issues that are going on. I mean, Chicago is, I don't know, have they ever stopped? You know, I have people that are in Chicago and it's always crazy. But I told him that, you know, we'll definitely like have to discuss that one day on the show. I mean, it's not the only inner city that has violence going on, but you know, Chicago is,
right.
is Chicago. So,
Chirac is what they call it. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is that what they call it?
Chirac. Yeah. You know, a lot of inner cities have had those over the years. East Lake Meadows in East Atlanta years ago was called Little Vietnam, you know, Chirac or Chicago is Chirac, you know. So cities have often been given those titles, you know, of violent third world country type areas that have had things going on in them, and you know it's some really serious things going on. So as of now, Chicago is Chirac. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what's going on.
Yeah, and it's really sad. We'll definitely do a show about that. Talk about it. But tonight. But again, thank you, Ty Smith. My brother's name is Ty. Actually, he spells his. T-Y, but my brother spells it T-Y-E. I don't know why I threw that out there. I just felt like it. Anyway, so tonight we're talking about bitterness, breaking the chains. This is like, I don't know if it's the time of the year that it just seems to come out more and people are, you know, I'm just noticing it more, but I mean, every conversation, like so many people, you know, just operate in bitterness and unforgiveness. I really, really want to talk about it. I've done messages and so forth on this, but I wanted us to get into it. And definitely, if you have questions or you have some feedback, as you know, every show you can inbox me. Let me know if you want me to say your name or not. You can also call in and speak to us live. Some of you guys are so shy. I don't know why, though. I would love for you to be willing to actually talk on air with us. But at any rate, we're going to get into it. So first of all, give me your definition of bitterness. I don't want the dictionary definition. I know you know what it means, but give me what is bitterness. Give it to me in your words, in your terminology. What is bitterness?
Usually, I think bitterness are those long-term effects from something that took place that you are not, you know, you've been hurt, you've been damaged, you're not over it, and you still harbor a level of resentment from whatever that was. I think it has a lot to do with people not getting closure sometimes. You know, sometimes we don't get closure from a situation. We don't understand the why. And when we don't have those answers and we don't get those closure, it can create bitterness, you know, and resentment for a group of people, a particular person. Men have bitterness towards women, and women have bitterness towards men. So I think oftentimes it comes from a lack of understanding as to why people do the things they do or have done the things that they've done, and it's a big deal. I just think it's that lack of closure, you know, and that's what it is to me. It has to be that. That's what it seems like it always is.
Oh, I definitely think that it comes from not having closure, not having healing. Once I heard someone describe it as unforgiveness fermented, and I was like, I love that definition, because, you know, when something is fermented, you get drunk, and it's like holding on to that negativity to the point where you're like drunk in it. It becomes a part of you. And, you know, when you're drunk, you know, if you're just drinking liquor, you know that when you get drunk, some of the effects of it is that it alters your thinking process. You know, it changes how you would normally, you know, do things, how you would interact with people. So it's, you know, to equate that to how bitterness affects us, I thought that was very, very, that's just very insightful. And I think that one of the reasons why bitterness is something that really, really has to be addressed is because a lot of times people who live with that and operate in that and have that sort of take on life that, oh, it's okay, you know, it's cool, you know, I'm not going to forgive, I'm going to hold on. They don't realize that bitterness affects you not only in relationships, it affects you in business and every aspect of your life. It starts to become a part of your character, and your character exudes from you without you even knowing it. It's not something that you can control. And so it's basically like it's a stench, in my opinion. It becomes something that is just, it just comes off of you. And the more and more you let it fester and ferment inside of you, the worse it is. And you're thinking that you're going along life and everything is fine. And you're thinking, why don't I have good friendships? Why are the relationships failing? Why do people why do I seem to be like a repellent, you know, to people and success? Well, bitterness is one of those reasons that a lot of people find themselves in that place. And so
I 100% agree. I mean, there are certain emotional states that give off certain energies, you know, and bitterness is on one end, and the other end is like desperation. Have you ever noticed you can feel desperation, you can feel
it's very unattractive.
Bitterness. And so many emotions come with desperation just as much as so many emotions come with bitterness. And I personally have always thought that to be bitter, it takes energy. You know, you might not give it. You might not give it energy willingly. You might not constantly give it energy and effort, but it takes energy. And, you know, it's not, I don't know how people get beyond being bitter. I mean, especially when we know that it's something that can come from us not reconciling with a certain past or with a certain person. And until some people either come up either within themselves, they reconcile, or they're absolutely okay with, or they find a way to reconcile with the person who's offended them or the situation that has brought so much pain, they never get beyond it. So it's extremely difficult.
Right.
I mean, I feel bad for people who are trapped in any sort of state of bitterness. That's really terrible.
Yeah, and here's what I tell people: you have to get to a place where you stop seeking closure that someone else has the power to give to you, because oftentimes, and more times than not, you're not going to get that apology. You're not going to get that person to make amends for hurting you. That doesn't often happen. So you have to remove the idea that closure has to come from the person who offended you is not true. You can get closure within yourself, and I've had to do that. I've had to walk in that. I've been greatly, greatly hurt and greatly offended, and there was no chance excuse my language, in hell that the person or people who did what they did to me would ever apologize to me. So I had to come to a realization that, okay, either I'm going to hold on to the hurt, hold on to this anger. And sometimes you have every reason to be hurt. This is not taking anything away from what someone has done to cause you hurt or pain. But the thing of it is that you can't live in that, and you have to give yourself closure. And that's what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is about you taking that power away from someone else to affect your emotions or your mental state. And so, you know, it is possible. It's possible to break those chains, but it takes work and a lot of...
Hello.